Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. The Southern Region 4-H Showcase, which was scheduled to be held at the DeQuoin State Fair on August 16th for general projects, August 22nd and 23rd for livestock, has been canceled. So if you were planning to attend the Southern Region 4-H Showcase to be held at the DeQuoin State Fair, it has been canceled for this year. When it was time to make the decision, there was too few of people signed up, so the decision was made to cancel it. So hopefully it will come back next year. So just remember if you were planning to attend, but you can still sign up for regular DeQuoin, the general show, and in the Arts and Crafts Exhibit Hall. You can still sign up. There just will not be a 4-H show. Plans are underway for the Hamilton County Fall Festival, which will be held September 4th, 5th, and 6th. It will kick off on Thursday, September 4th, with the Little Miss Fall Festival pageant at 5:30, followed by the Dale Community Church Chuck Wagon Gang Band. Friday will offer rides, and John Spencer will be the entertainment. And then on Saturday, there will be a pet parade at 1 o'clock, with the regular parade, which is themes is Neighbors Helping Neighbors, will be at 6 o'clock. And then 7 o'clock will kick off with Bias, followed by McBride and the Ride. So plan on attending the Fall Festival for lots of food and lots of entertainment. Also at the Fall Festival, the Hamilton County Home and Community Education will offer a cultural arts show. This will be held in the courthouse basement. Entries will be accepted on September 2nd from noon until 5 p.m. Entries are open to anyone in Hamilton County. You do not have to be an HCE member. Entries must have been done in the past year. There is no entry fee, and ribbons will be awarded for first, second, and third place, and a best of show in each category. There are two different groups, adults, which is post-high school and beyond, and youth, which is high school and under. Each category for adult and youth will offer photography, arts and crafts, painting and drawing, quilts, storybook quilt challenge, afghans, which can be knitted or crocheted, any other knit or crochet items, and any other handiwork. So if you've had anything that you've made and would like to enter it in the Arts and Crafts Show, contact the Extension office or plan on being here September 2nd. There will be times for the Cultural Arts Show to be viewed, and that will be from 6 to 8 p.m. on September 4th and 5th. And then items will be picked up on Saturday the 6th. For more information, contact the local Extension office, and we can get you taken care of. On the Storybook Challenge, that is a new project this year, and that is a storybook quilt. The requirements are 45 by 40 or larger, must go along with a child's storybook theme. Quilts can be embroidered, pieced, put together a bought and top, and then just sewn together, hand-stitched, tied. Anything that you would like will fall into that category. Once again, if you would like more information, contact the local Extension office. Hamilton County 4-H will be selling mums this year, as they've done in the past. You can order those from any 4-H member up until August 31st, and they will be delivered sometime mid-September to the 4-H gift garden. This year, they will be $18 each, but they are huge mums, and the last few years they have been just absolutely beautiful. So any 4-H member, or you can contact the Extension office to order your mums. These are way bigger than what you'll find at Rural King or Tractor Supply. August 22nd, there will be a Rotary Golf Scramble at the McLeansboro Golf Club. You will get 18 holes of golf, a cart, lunch, and prizes. It's $300 for a team of four people. Tee times are 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. If you'd like to have more information about being in the golf scramble, contact Leah Bowling at 383-6360 or 643-5427. And this will be a great day, August 22nd, and all the funding will help support youth programs in Hamilton County. The Farmers Market continues on Wednesdays at the corner of Route 14 and Jackson Street. We've had several vendors, and more vendors are always accepted, but we've had lots of peaches the last few weeks. There's a man selling honey and blackberries. There's a lady who sells pork rinds and popcorn and assorted shakeups that she makes each day. The 4-H has a variety of vegetables, including tomatoes and peppers right now are the hot seller. We have a lot of those. There's sweet corn available. And there's other vendors that come and make homemade face cream products and things. So if you've not checked out the Farmers Market, it's on Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we're always looking for more people to come and attend to support that. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.